to tread. Let's take that word and the word walk as well. As we, what did God mean when he told you to do these things, to tread, give you power, ability? Now, inasmuch as we're in the generation of the fig tree, and inasmuch as we know that those 10 horns that Satan brings with him are supernatural, that is to say, spiritual entities. They're not mortal. They're not, as we learned in Daniel, Enosh, which is an Aramaic word that means mortal beings. They're supernatural. Therefore, I think we need to understand how much power God has given us against spiritual entities. You know, I get a lot of questions about young people, one of the ladies of mine, my children believe in ghosts. Should I worry about it? No. There are evil spirits. But trust me, from many years of dealing with evil spirits, you don't have anything to worry about. We have power over them totally, completely, draw no quarter. And it's important, especially in this generation, that you know that. That we command the evil spirits through the name of Jesus Christ. It would be for this reason that Paul would, where many people think women should have never cut their hair, which is beside the point, that you should always be covered with Christ over your head. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 10. Because of the angels. What angels? The one Satan brings with him. They do love ladies, okay? And that's why that a woman should keep Christ over their head. Why? Because you could tell them to go wherever you want to, but mainly send them back where they came from. So we have power and authority over evil spirits. Now, that does not mean necessarily that you have power over all Enosh, unless you have wisdom. Do you understand what I'm saying? Dealing with man is a whole different thing than dealing with spirits, right? Man, you have to be wise enough to know how to get along, who to get along with, and as Paul teaches, always get along if it is possible. It's not always possible, okay? Many families will hang on to a loser, and, you know, we get a loser every once in a while, and I guess does every family have one? Hopefully not, but it does happen, okay? What are you supposed to do? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning with verse 8, it says, hey, separate yourself from them if they go against God. Don't treat them like an enemy, but exhort them. That means teach them as a brother, but don't help their habits. Boot them out. Okay, you don't have anything to do with them until they can get their act together. So, handling people is one thing. Today, we're going to be searching what powers God has given us to handle spirits, okay? You love the Holy Spirit, don't you? When you have the Holy Spirit in you, evil spirits should run like 60. Okay? They shouldn't want anything to do with you. Why? You have Christ in you. As we stated at Passover this year concerning breaking the bread when we take communion, that the etymology of the word break is to break a shoot from a plant and reset it. That means from Christ and set it in yourself and let it grow. Whereby, do you think the wicked spirits want anything to do with Christ when you have him in you? Of course not. They're afraid of you. So you got to let that solidify in your mind and use that power when it is necessary. Now, like I said, well, let's open your Bible just before the Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Christ just got through teaching 70, and he sent them out and told them how to do things, and they're just returned back, okay? These 70 just came back, and they're amazed. They really are. As we'll pick it up in Luke chapter 10, verse 17. What does it say? Luke chapter 10, verse 17, and it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, Even the devils are subject to unto us through thy name. Now, who are we talking about here? The devils. That's demonics or evil spirits, better translated, okay? Even they, in Christ's name, not your name, not my name, but in Christ's name, you start casting out demons in your name, and they're going to say, I know Jesus, but who are you? And they will turn on you. Is there one behind every bush? No, but don't ever kid yourself. There are evil spirits in this world, the same as we have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit to handle them. The important thing, he didn't say all people we came in contact with, we have power over them in your name, did he? No, he said all the devils we have power over. Verse 18, Jesus answered, listen carefully now, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now this has to do with the evil spirit, but it looks forward to the end time when Michael kicks him out of heaven and he's here on earth. Do you have to worry about that? No, you don't. As a matter of fact, it'll be a time for us to rejoice in the sense that right at the door of the eternity, the millennium, that is to say. And that's good. That's real good. Because then we can even control the Enosh as well. Again, that's an Aramaic word meaning mortal man. Okay. You control mortal man by wisdom that God gives you. All right? You always plan ahead and think ahead. You don't go, as a matter of fact, you don't go somewhere where a man can hurt you. And if you have to go somewhere where a man can hurt you, if he outweighs you by 20 pounds, take a 20-pound crowbar. Okay? You know, kind of always, am I jesting? Well, you know, always know what you're doing. Know what you're doing and where you're going and how to take care of yourself. It's best not to go somewhere where you can't take care of yourself. That's called wisdom. Huh? But now, with spirits, you don't have to worry. They're going to run for you. Why? Listen. He said, you don't even have to worry about Satan coming down. Why? Verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread. Underline that in your mind. Power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I mean, if there is an evil spirit around you and when you say it's in a person and you order it out, it's gone. Okay. There is no ifs, ands, or maybes. It's gone. Why? You have the power in his name. This word tread in the Greek is papio. It doesn't only mean to tread, it means to trample. It means to get rough with it. And in no uncertain terms, when you order in the name of Jesus, that's why that the evil spirits will run from you and from your family when you order them out. Are they going to get trumped? By who? Not necessarily by you, but by the Lord Jesus Christ. They're gone. They're going. And he makes that a guarantee. There's no ifs, no ands, no maybes. But what am I doing? I want you to know that you don't have to have the least fear of evil spirits. All you have to do is take charge. This word trample kind of also means... it means that you have authority, that you have everything very well in control. That's kind of the etymology of the word. Right? You in control of the situation. And it's good to always remember that. If someone tries to say, well, if you mess with me, I'll put a curse on you, bring it on. What? It's going to ricochet off of you and smack them right between the eyes and they're out of here. God, when he said it, he meant it, he promised it, and it is so. He gives you power over... I hope you noted that scorpions are symbolic of those that come with Satan in Revelation chapter 9. They're not human beings, they're spirits, all right? Evil spirits. Even Satan's little buddies that are cast out with him, as it is written in Revelation 12:7. You don't have to worry about them. So many people, you know, a lot of people will say, boy, I just don't know if I'll have the courage. Why wouldn't you? You're a warrior in a spiritual sense for the Lord. Why? Because it is God that does the treading. Verse 20. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. I mean, that's something you don't have to rejoice about. That rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. Don't read over that, okay? But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven, because you're one of God's elect, because you have eyes to see. Did it say rejoice not that the people are subject unto you? I want you to pick up on that. That's why I'm not talking down to you. I just want you to be sure and stay with the subject. It's not people, it's the spirits that are subject to you in Christ's name. People we have to deal with wisdom. And naturally, Christ is going to protect you also in that respect. But he expects you to be able to do a little something, doesn't he? Or what good are you? You know, he expects you to take his word and be able to talk to people, reason with people, or get away from them. You know, the choice is yours. This is a free world, basically, especially in this great nation where we're so blessed, and you have a choice. Get your ship, sail it. Okay? So he said, you don't want to rejoice that the evil spirits are subject to you, but that your name is in heaven, which means what? You got a home there. You got it made. Right? Long as you tend to business. All right? Verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. Again, in spirit. And said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. That means those that are wise and prudent in the ways of the world, that are street smart, that are world smart. I'm glad you hid it from them. And hast revealed them unto babes in Christ, of course. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Hey, you know something? If it seemed good to God, do you want to do it some other different way? I don't think so. I wouldn't think so. You would be one troubled child if that were your wishes. You know, some people will say, God, I demand in this prayer that you do so and so. Whoa. You know, that's bad. And, God may have a lesson to teach you right immediately following that or soon after. You know, pray for his will, because if he don't want it, you don't want it. Right? If you're his child, he hears you. He's going to give it to you. He would not give you all these powers if he didn't love you. He wouldn't give you all these powers except your name was in the book. Okay? Verse 22. All things are delivered to me, to the Son of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Has the Son revealed him to you? Has he revealed the truth to you? Of course he has. And it's yours to know, to enjoy, to absorb, and to use. You don't have all that power without at least utilizing it. And many might say, well, I didn't know there was such a thing as an evil spirit. Well, call it a negative thought if you want to. You know, I'm going to tell you something. A couple that will argue over how a package of wieners are opened has got a bad spirit in the house somewhere. Okay, you better do a little, call it a negative spirit or something. You're not even trying to get along. Okay, so you need to take inventory every once in a while. Okay, and let's go one more verse here. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, this is a private message here. Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Even the prophets wanted to live now, especially in this generation. Why? Well, this is an exciting time. And God's people have a lot to stand for. And God has given you that comfort, peace of mind, that you have nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go to Colossians, the book of Colossians. And we'll go to chapter 1. Let's pick up a little different use of this Greek word. This time we're going to use the Greek word peripato. And it's stronger yet. It is a strong, it's translated walk in the English, but it means to tread on or all around. It means to walk at large as proof of ability. That's kind of what I want you to hang on to. Walk at large as proof of ability. Okay, perpatio. Chapter 1, Colossians, let's go with verse 10, okay? That's what he wants you to know. You're all familiar with this chapter, so. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Again, what is this word walk? It's to tread all around, and to do it with authority, or to document that you have the authority. Now, I hope you're not taking this that I'm telling you to be a bully, or that God is telling you to be a bully. What is a Christian without any salt? Well, you just have to love Jesus. Well, you do. But what good are you till you serve him? Don't ask God for any blessings if you're not serving him. You don't deserve it. You don't have it coming. God has servants. Do you know what the word servant means? It means to serve him. And I'm going to tell you, just like he said, it won't do you in another place, a different subject, and probably I feel I'm digressing to a point, but I'm going to do it anyway. He tells you in one place, it won't add one second to your life to worry yourself to death. You can worry, worry, worry. It won't help you one iota. It will harm you. And he says, I take care of the birds. I take care of the flowers. I dress them. I clothe them. And if you work for me, you don't think I know what you have need of? After you serve me, I will add all these things on to you that you need, but not until after. Okay? A lot of people go, I wonder why my prayers aren't answered. Well, figure it out. You know? Not very hard. God loves his children that love him and serve him. All right? Now, what he's saying here is when that you may walk worthy, that you tread all around to show yourself approved, worthy in the Scripture, and of the Lord unto all pleasing. Not to be a bully, but to show people what a Christian looks like. Not in a bragging way, but with confidence. You're blessed. You have everything you need. And you're someone to set an example by. Now, you don't just fall right into that the first day you say, I love you, Lord, okay? But if you follow his word, all these things he will add on to you. I know. He will add on to you, but you've got, hey, it's your choice. Your ship, you sail it onto the rocks or do it His way. It's up to you, all right? He said, I want you to walk with that, where people can look and see that you have the ability. Verse 11, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power. Why? Because you're using that power. Unto all patience. So you can afford to take your time and have patience because you got the biggest hammer, friend. When it comes to evil spirits, you got the sledgehammer, okay? And long-suffering, that means lots of patience, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance and of the saints in light. In light what? Enlightened, illuminated, made to see, made to understand, having eyes to see and know and understand that if something evil that would come around and bother your family, take charge. Don't let it happen. Okay. One more verse. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son? In other words, what does it mean, power of darkness? Satan's power. You know, if you have a little bit of light, truth, anytime you walk into a room, it's going to lighten up. Because evil will not come around truth unless the person is off guard and allows it. Okay. You allow it, Satan will be there. You know when Satan and the prince of darkness tries you more than any other time? When you're happy. I mean, when you're rejoicing, when you've just had a great victory. You know what he's doing? He's down sawing the floor right out from under you because you're not paying attention. That can happen, okay? Now, so always stay on guard for that is negative. Take care of it. And be happy. That's, be patient. Be kind. Be gentle. But not with evil spirits. You take care of business. Okay. Turn on over to the fourth chapter in this great book of Colossians. We're just going to take a couple of moments here. Again, the word where it states walk here, we will be using the same word, parapaped, which means to tread on or all around and to walk at large as proof of ability. That's what it means. So with that thought in mind, verse 5, walk, tread all around, walk proving you have the ability in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. To them that are without, set the example. Show them how good it is to be successful. And, well, when am I successful? When you have peace of mind. When you have stability. When you're not shaking like a leaf every time something, hey, what was that? Was that a spook? Now, I mean, some people have a nervous tendency, hey, you know, we have to cut a little slack, but you don't have to. You're in charge, okay? I mean, walk around showing that you have the authority, all right? Verse 6, let your speech be always with grace. That means giving unmerited favor. If somebody even doesn't deserve it, be nice, okay? I'm talking about people now. Seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. What does it mean, be seasoned with salt? Have flavor to it, which is truth, okay? In other words, if you're going to be a teacher and you don't understand the Word of God, I wouldn't try teaching it because there's not going to be any salt in the depth. Do you know that salt is very healing? It's extremely healing. But it will sting a little bit, and the truth does sting sometimes. So walk showing You have the authority where wickedness is concerned. You know, many that are unlearned and biblically illiterate would not understand this, and that's good. That's well. Okay. But you want to understand, because you do not want wickedness around your home. So keep it out. Okay? Now, let's go to the Old Testament a moment. Psalms 91. And we're going to take this in Hebrew for a little moment here. Psalm 91 is the chapter that Satan tempted Christ when he went into the wilderness for 40 days. Okay? And at the same time, it is given to you, and you can understand why Satan didn't tempt Christ all that much, okay? And where should you put, where should you draw your strength from? From some church? From some man? No. You draw strength from your Father, okay? So, we're just going to cover this 91st Psalm, and we will come across the word tread. It will be the Hebrew word derach. And derach means to exactly that, tread down. And that's what Christ would use against Satan. Chapter 91, the great book of Psalms. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's in God's presence. When you're under His shadow, when you have God over your home, you don't have that many problems. But you got to remember to allow Him to be there. He'll if you pull away from Him, He won't chase you. Okay? Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. You can. It doesn't pay to trust man. Man will disappoint you and let you down at times. It just will happen. You might, don't be a fool. Man will disappoint you. It's just, it's kind of human nature, but you can be forgiving. But at the same time, anchor yourself in Almighty God, because He will never let you down. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You might Him, but He won't leave you. Verse 3, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. If somebody sets a trap for you of some kind, work, wherever, God's going to make it, you aware of it. You're going to know what's going down. And you're going to know how to take care of it if you use wisdom. If you walk with wisdom, as we discovered there in that fourth chapter of Colossians, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you're under God's wing. And it pleases Him when His children do well. But always, always be fair. If you're not fair, you're really not in God's will. So think about it. By that I mean when you're dealing with people, always be fair. You might say, well, you mean I have to be fair with a neighbor that just rocked my dog? Well, what would be fair to a neighbor that rocked your dog? Right? I mean, use a little common sense, you know. You tell him once. You know what the biblical way to handle that is? You tell him once. Don't rock my dog. I don't like it. Please. Please. Okay. Well, if he rocks the dog again, then you take another person with you and file the complaint and let that person arbitrate. And he'll probably accuse you of saying, well, the reason I rocked your dog is he was chasing mine, and I was afraid you'd shoot mine. And you go ahead and tell him, say, son, I'm an old Marine sharpshooter. I don't miss if I shoot at something. Okay. All right. You know, but being patient and nice and fair, you have to, that's spiritual discernment. In other words, you're never going to help someone. That's called salt. You're never going to help someone if you don't love them enough to help them. All right? Okay. 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Do you want to know what it is that... Do you know what a shield is? A shield is what you put out in front of you to keep the world from hurting you. They're rocks. They're arrows. They're jabs. Who protects you from that? God does. And what is your buckler? That's what you're kind of hustling around a little bit with, all right? You know, a little armor here. He'll take care of business if you'll love him and help him. 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror of the night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. And why? You're in God's hands, using common sense. You know, there are people that would say, well, I read that. I can stand out there and those arrows can't hit me. God doesn't like fools or stupid people, okay? And you use common sense always. 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's the deception of the end times, but it's also evil spirits. Bear in mind, Satan is counting this. He's going to pop it to Christ in Matthew 4 out in the wilderness at temptation, all right? You absolutely, when it comes to something evil, as in spirits, you don't have to worry about it. Get rid of it, okay? Order it out in Christ's name, okay? Verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. That's a promise of God. 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Get into him. Be under him through his word. Love him. Let him know you love him. Don't be shy and don't be bashful. 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Do you have the faith to believe that? For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. This is one of the verses Satan tempted Christ with, only he lied. Do you know what Satan changed it to, all thy ways? He said, at any time, put on a sideshow. Christ said, you won't tempt God. In other words, Satan knows Scripture better than most Christians, but he twists them just a little bit. Verse 12, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. You remember that from Matthew 4, 13. Thou shalt tread, there's your word, the cock, thou shalt tread upon the lion, and Adler, the young lion, and the dragon, that's old Satan himself, shalt thou trample under feet. You don't have to worry about it. He's given you the power and the authority. When you use it in a right way, and when you use it especially to protect your home, your family. 14. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. And of course, this is the Son. God took care of him in that temptation. That it refers to you because you are of Christ, in Christ, and of the Father. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Do you have it? Do you have that peace of mind? You know, sometimes people will mistakenly take being sure of yourself as arrogance, okay? I mean, I get accused of this sometimes. But you can be sure of yourself in the Father. He has promised it, and it is true. He has promised that if you will take his word, a little old church in Northwest Arkansas that never ever wanted to go worldwide or anything like that, or even dreamed about it. If he picks and chooses, it's going to happen. Okay? It's not man that does it, it's him. Why? Because his word is true. And as long as you absorb that word and take that word and recognize it as his word, for it is written and it comes to pass exactly as it's written, you could understand the writing, understand what's going on in the Middle East now. You're not that upset about it because you know what is written and how it's going down, okay? So he's saying here, you're going to tread on him. You're going to tread on the dragon, that old dragon even of the book of Revelation. He said, I beheld Satan fall as a star from heaven, and I give you power over him, power to tread on him. Do you understand also in Revelation chapter 9, verse 4, God said, Satan, you can go down there, and those that are biblically illiterate, lay it to them. All right? They got it coming. But those that have the seal of God in their forehead, which means this word, that's God's seal, is his truth. Why? You don't find him tempting. Rather than being tempting, he is an abomination. Look what he does to our people. It's awful. So naturally, you're going to stand the gap. And you're going to use the power that Almighty God has given you. Psalms 108. We got time. Let's just run over there a minute and we'll use this word one more time. 108. Verse 1 in Psalms 108. O God, my heart is fixed. Do you know what that means? It means steadfast is yours. Heart is mind, okay? My mind is steadfast. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psalm speak, and harp. I myself will awake early. Wake early to what? The truth. To know what's going on. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. And even spreading ministry to teach nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. God's truth will find its way everywhere. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand. And answer me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem. That means the back or the shoulder. And meet out the valley of Succoth. That is to say, booze. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. That meaning through Judah in Christ would be the king line. Moab is my washpot over Edom. That's Rush, all right? Will I cast out my shoe over Philistia, which will I triumph? That's to say, that would be the Palestinian of today, okay? Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, whom thou hast cast us off, who thou hast cast us off, and will not thou, O God, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble, from vain, for vain is the man, though through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. In other words, there's the word tread there. He will do what? He will tread down your enemies. My friends, if you believe that, and if you know that, he will act upon it. That even means personal. Okay. Even means personal. But if you don't believe it, hey, if I were you, I'd forget about it. But if you believe, that tread means to walk all around, to walk with authority, to document that you have it. The word in that particular psalm is boaz. Okay. It's spelled B-U-W-C hyphen in the Hebrew tongue. And it means to trample. In closing, again, Capture that thought. If you go out here and try to straighten the world out yourself, you can forget it. Let us say that this little church in Northwest Arkansas decided we're going to become a worldwide ministry. I mean, it only takes several million dollars, and it only takes several hundreds of thousands and $1 million a month to operate. We can do that. Oh, I don't think so. In other words, God, if you prove you've got the muscle, that you have the faith, God will fight your battles for you. That doesn't mean you can go to bed. Okay. That means He will handle what you can't. God, now, you know, a lot of people get real uncomfortable with this saying. God doesn't like lazy people. He doesn't want them around Him. Do you know what He calls them in Proverbs? He said, they're like hinges on a door, only they're hinged to a mattress. Well, all they can do is flop from one side to the other. Get rid of them. He doesn't like, and the word usually is translated sluggards, okay? He just doesn't like lazy people. I don't know, do you? You know, I don't think so. I mean, all of us maybe like to rest occasionally, to be lazy or something else, all right? So God, as long as you do your part, will fight your enemies for you. That's why when you ask in Jesus' name, that power and authority is there. Now, as I stated, Isaiah chapter 63 in closing. Isaiah 63. You all remember this particular chapter of Isaiah because it's where it was the song of the Savior we'll just pick it up. Let's just cover a few verses. Chapter 63, the great book of Isaiah, verse 1. Who is this that come from Edom? What does Edom mean in the Hebrew tongue? Red, okay? With dyed garments from Bozrah, dyed with what? Red stain. This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to say it. I mean, who is this that's coming there? I mean, kind of picture Christ when he's back here and he's been in the wine press of his wrath just a little bit, okay? Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? And there's the word treadeth again, right? With authority. I have trodden the winepress alone with authority. And of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger. And of course, this is the second advent, okay? And trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. This is, of course, spiritually speaking. You know, when these bodies are changed, there won't be any splattering. All right? Verse 4, what's the time setting? For the day of vengeance is in mine heart. He's thinking about it. It's in his mind. And the year of my redeemed is come. And it is coming. It will happen. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. Do you know something? God is always looking, or the Son is always looking, for people to take His name and help. Okay? I got some news for you. He's going to sit at the right hand of God, and outside of the actions of the Holy Spirit, He expects His children to be a part. Okay? Verse 6, and I will tread, here's the word, tread down the people in mine anger and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the arm. A lot of people fear when they read that. You don't have to. Do you know why? It's real simple. He's not angry at you because you love Him. He's talking here about the enemy. All right? I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. Verse 8. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie, for he was their Savior. And as the Savior, he takes care of his children. He does their battle for them. He does their fighting for them. And that makes it real good, because it's his work that must be done. I think you would be amiss if you didn't latch on to his fact that everything he does is in loving kindness. You know, sometimes his loving kindness might be a correction that gets a little rough on people sometimes. And they don't understand that God's correcting them. And I said, wonder why everything in my life is going so wrong. Talk to him. Ask him, you know. You know, like you take an old dog that chases cars, and you love that old dog because he's going to get run over. So do you know how you break him from chasing cars? If you want to. Now, I'm not advising this. Are we still on television? We are, aren't we? Well, the way you do, you tie a gunny sack to the front wheel. And you drive along, and that old sack's going like this, and I mean, just let him get up there and get his teeth into it. You know, and whew, man, I mean, that car will grab a hold of him and turn him over several times. Stop, of course, you know, when he has learned his lesson. Well, sometimes God will put that old gunny sack out there for you. Okay, if you need it, God will put the gunny sack out there for you. Why did you do it for the dog? Because you love the old dog. Okay? Well, so does he love his children. Think about it. You know something? It is amazing that God loves you enough that he has turned you loose with the power against evil spirits. You know, that's an awesome, awesome thing. But he loves you that much that you can take charge of your family and keep love flowing. And keep wickedness out. Don't ever, ever let Satan come into your home and cause petty quarrels. Throw him out. Throw the wickedness out. You might, if you feel better calling it negative thoughts, do it. All right? I don't care what name you do, but Jesus' name will get rid of both of them. Okay? And I used to tell people, start your graveyard out in the backyard. If the two of you have trouble over how the toothpaste is opened or how this one does that, or I just wish you wouldn't do that. Well, maybe the person can't help it. Maybe that. But do the best you can. But always know this. Sometimes we'll get someone in the church, and we don't have anybody in the church like this right now. I want to make that real clear. Okay. And I'll think, Lord, you always pick them, but why did you pick this one? You know. But and then you think, well, everybody already have one like that. Just one. So sometimes that's the way it is with your mate also. You know. Everybody already had one. Well, get along, all right? Tell each other you love each other. I guess what I'm saying, if you can't change, ladies, if you can't change a man to just totally suit you, maybe he can help it. And you're the only lady that's got one like that. Whoa, think about it. Be proud of him, okay? I don't know how. We're still on television. I don't know how I got off into this. What does this have to do with treading down? Protect your family from Satan, all right? Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for your written word. Thank you, Father, for the truth that brings that shield around us and protects us as your children. We thank you for being our Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. free introductory package. Say, this is something we would like to offer for a one-time gift to all the new folks that study with us. This introductory package gives you a monthly newsletter, which means each month you will receive a newsletter with a Bible study on it. Hey, raising funds? No way. We're not beggars. We're Bible teachers. That's what it consists of. A tape catalog that will give you all the topics that are covered. And the Mark of the Beast tape. What is this Mark of the Beast? Is it really on your forehead? No, Satan's considerably more intelligent than that. It's in your forehead, which is to say, in your mind. Have you been deceived? This is a free offer to you, one time to each new student. Say, find out what's really happening and what the story is on the Mark of the Beast.
Ruby from Georgia. When the wife of an elder dies, should he step down as an elder? Who in the world ever told you such a dumb thing as that? Okay. There that old man goes calling people dumb. I didn't call Ruby dumb. I said, whoever told you that's dumb. God's, Romans chapter 11, God's gifts are given without repentance. Okay. Joanne from Arkansas. Is it written that a Christian has a right to judge whether or not another person is a Christian? We'll call it discernment. Don't judge anybody. Your discernment might be a little close on some people, but usually, I mean, there's no perfect Christians on earth. You got a lot of sure think they are. Yeah, I'd be a holy Joe. I'd be a perfect person. And then watch them. Don't even waste your time on somebody like that. Discernment, all right? If somebody, Jesus really simplified this. He said, by their fruit you shall know them. And if you've got a peach of a little old neighbor and all of a sudden you squeeze them and they start squeezing orange juice, you want to be careful, okay? Something wrong right there in Denmark. Okay, Martha from Louisiana. This is about the Pharisees mocking Jesus. The word blasphemy was used. Can you give me the meaning? It is to speak villainy or to vilify Almighty God, the deity, the Godhead. I mean, that does not pay dividends, okay? If you really want to mess your life up, just have a go at that, all right? I would say if you have, repent real quick. You will not get away with it. Leslie from Michigan. After studying with you and having the truth revealed to me on the rapture theory, I find it hard to fellowship with my previous church members. Am I to move on or stay and try to plant seeds with these members? Leslie, I never, ever, ever tell someone where they should or should not go to church. You, as a Christian, must sail your own ship. I would advise you that probably the second epistle of John, I'll repeat that, three little epistles of John, the second one possibly would help you because it's the only way you can get in trouble doing that. It says, if someone does not teach the doctrine as Christ taught it, and you as much as wish them Godspeed, you become a partaker of their evil deeds. So that's the only place you could get in trouble. Not to support something like that, then you are partaking of false teachings, all right? It's up to you. That's why I cannot judge it for you. And what do we got here? We got a little stick-em. Why do you display the gold-fringed flag instead of the plain old glory? This is Dave or something like that from Colorado. It could be, I think it's Dave. Well, Dave, I'm going to tell you something. You are looking at a United States Marine. I have shed blood for my right to teach God's word the way I want to in this great nation that is free. That flag, rather than what some idiot might have told you about
well, it becomes a judgment flag with the gold. It's a dress flag for the United States Marine Corps. And I will fly it proudly. And quite frankly, if you don't like it, look away. Look away when the camera shines on Old Glory, all right? Because that is a United States Marine Corps dress parade flag. Salute, all right? I hope that makes you happy. That's why I fly it. I'm proud of having served this great nation, and I am so proud that it guarantees my right to teach God's word as I see freely and choose freely to do. Thank you all the same, all right? Iola from California. My question is, I heard you speak of the third heaven. What are the meanings of different heavens? I used the saying, and I don't know where I heard it from, that it must be a happy place that he was in the seventh heaven. Well, when you hear me say it, I'm saying ages. The word in the Greek is eon, okay? It means ages. There are, and God has put forth, three earth ages and heaven ages. There's only one heaven and one earth that we occupy. And that is divided up into three earth ages. A different subject. With me being out of time, got to cut it right there. I love y'all. You know why? Because you enjoy studying the Father's Word in more depth. What's most important, He loves you for it. It makes God's day when you take the letter He's written you and understand it, all right? It really pleases Him, and that brings blessings. We are brought to you by your tithes and offerings. We helped you. You help us keep coming to you. But there's one thing more important, and that's this. Stay in that Word every day, even with trouble, is a good day in His Word. You know why? Because Jesus, Yeshua, He is the living Word.
Hearing God's Word with understanding will change your life. We hope you have enjoyed studying God's Word here on the Shepherd's Chapel Family Bible Study Hour with Pastor Arnold Murray. If you would like to receive more information concerning Shepherd's Chapel, you may request our free introductory offer. Our introductory offer contains the Mark of the Beast audio tape, our monthly newsletter with a written Bible study, a tape catalog, and a list of written reference works available through Shepherd's Chapel. To request our free introductory offer by telephone, call 800-643-4645 24 hours a day. You may also request our introductory offer by writing to Shepherd's Chapel, Post Office Box 416, Gravett, Arkansas, 72736. Once again, that's Shepherd's Chapel, Post Office Box 416, Gravett, Arkansas, 72736. We invite you to join us for the next in-depth Bible study each weekday at this same time. Thank you for watching today's program, and God bless you.
This has been a long time I've been promising a children's.